Blog Talk Radio.
Quantity and no quality will be dissipated.
They call the passage of this bill Armageddon. And freedom as we know it.
On the line with me, and I'm coming at you from Oceanside, California, where it's wet, rainy, and ugly, but that's okay. You know, nothing else good in this state going on. Welcome to the show, Bill. Hi.
How are you, Linda? How is everybody?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've got five others sitting with you. That's fantastic. So far, we're good. We lost our guest. I don't know what's happening, but hopefully others will join us. I mean, it's just... I couldn't even believe what I went through yesterday fighting Agenda 21, which tomorrow is another day of it, believe me.
Well, you know, it's out there now, and people are waking up all over. I am seeing that much, and it's not as widespread, but I believe that with all that's going on, that some of these things are going to start flaring up, and you're going to see a big backlash against this administration and Obama.
Yep. I agree.
The taxes and the health care that are yet to come. And
yes.
When people are 27 years old and they're getting hit, you know, that's part of his base. That's going to hurt.
Well, you know, this is what I'm hearing all day today on the high taxes, the imploding health care situation. People don't even know. It's already started now, but in 2014, I would say between 6 months and a year from now, everybody is going to just feel the pinch. People are already, you know, seniors are already being denied care. It's going to hit them so hard. And actually,
they're going to get hit on so many fronts. The price of food's going to go up.
I'm here to tell you,
especially the price of beef and meat products, chicken and things like that. That's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that a lot of it's by design.
Mm-hmm.
You keep taking money or taking grain and putting it into the biofuels, and it's
oh my god!
Hell, and we're finding out now that it's tearing up vehicles and everything.
Yes, it is.
So you know, where was the savings? There was none. The truth is, if he was going to use a biofuel, they should have used hemp.
Well, that's one way.
It produces more fuel. And I'm not talking about smoking, get high. I'm talking about hemp as a product, as an industrial
right.
product.
Well,
and,
you know,
it would replace a lot of things.
They were talking, I think it was on Hannity's show today. I just caught parts of it when I was doing my errands and driving around. I had to take my mom to the dentist, get photocopies for my business on my flyers. And I was listening, and they were saying definitely that eventually they're going to try to gut certain parts of this healthcare, and eventually they will get rid of the whole thing. But it may implode on its own, Bill, because it's unsustainable. I mean, and I'm not talking, you know, global elite talk. I'm talking it's just going to melt down. It's not going to be able to be implemented. People are going to wise up to it, and there's going to be some real bad problems in this country. People are getting on to the fact that the FEMA camps are real, that the CDC has ABC, you know, with the coffins, and they've got the FEMA camps and all these AK-47s that DHS is buying, not to mention the several billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. It's just, and I will tell you, Daryl Issa, which I'm finding out bad things about him too, because what he's doing is he's helping all of our local city councils here in San Diego to, you know, everybody's working in the like I said, with the greed, and they're implementing this through, you know, playing to the base greed of these people, whether they're mayors or just city council people, and they're using this to implement ICLEI and all this garbage, and these people are unaware of it. They're all in bed with these big builders and contractors and you know, developers in California.
Exactly. And they're using the people that came here illegally as pawns in their game.
Yeah.
And I feel sad in that retrospect because, you know, these people came here. I understand the logic of people trying to come to this country because they came seeking the freedoms and the liberties that we have here. They came seeking an opportunity to be successful and to build a life for their families. I understand all that. What I don't understand is this. What have we done to help these people in their own countries? Because I'm sure if they had an opportunity and they had the freedom and liberty there, they would have chose to stay there and pay.
The problem, I think, with that
taxes
is
to their country, then come here and be used as pawns.
Well, here's the thing: just the problem with our geographical situation. We border Mexico, which is one of the most corrupt third world countries on the planet because of their corruption and the drug cartels and everything else.
How so many people can be screaming for amnesty for the people of Mexico when you look at Mexico and you look at their immigration laws that they enforce, and this country is telling us we can't enforce ours?
Well, now
what is Mexico's government doing for its people?
Bill, we can't control other countries. That's been proven time and time again. Look at how the War of Korea, that stuff.
You're right. We really can't. But we've aided how many other countries in this world in throwing out a corrupt government? One's right on our border. This one's bilking us for 80% of their income through either illegal drugs or through remittances.
Now, if we're going to go according to the original intent of the Constitution, we should have no alliances with any of these people. We should stay away from, and I'm not talking pure isolationism, but I'm saying, you know, we got to think a little more like Washington and Jefferson did, where we do not need to be involved in everybody's backyard, no matter what border they're on.
That's true. In a sense, you're right, Linda. But this is agenda, you're fighting Agenda 21. And Agenda 21 is a global issue. It's just not an American issue. And the more people we wake up globally, the better we do.
Right.
The better fight we're going to put up. Because, like I said, you're fighting the UN and the elite of the globe.
One of the people that was on this show, they were talking about this illegal immigration problem, also on Hannity's Deal Today radio show. And what she had mentioned was she was sick and tired of hearing people like Juan Williams crying about, you know, we're a nation of immigrants and all this stuff. And she says, yeah, we were back when Ellis Island was open, but those people didn't come here with their hands out with food stamps and free education and free every other darn thing on the planet. It was another story. And they assimilated. They weren't here laughing at us, you know, stealing our taxpayer money, which is exactly what's going on today.
And And the unfairness of what they're trying to do is the people that have waited in line to do this legally, to follow our laws and our paths to here, they're in line, they're waiting. They can't come. But all these who broke the law, no matter if they've had three arrests or one mm-hmm. felony conviction, you know, think about that. You discriminate in this country. We discriminate against people who have a record of any kind.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
We discriminate, but you're going to do this, and we can't. And you know, that's discrimination in itself by doing that, because you're spitting on the Americans that have had trouble,
right?
And stuff.
You know, I traveled to Japan 4 times in my life, and it was a wonderful experience. But let me tell you something. They have some of the toughest immigration laws on the planet. Those guys don't let anyone in. They don't want to. They have a closed club. They don't like Western influence. They like their culture, and they keep it. And if I were to do anything of a felony nature in that country, even on a work visa or a visitor's visa, how long do you think it would take for them to kick me out of their country? Like about 5 minutes. I mean, these, you know, and we don't do what we should be doing in this country, which would be prior to the Civil War, and probably even during the Reconstruction period when we still had national sovereign ideas and laws and were enforcing it. You know, it wouldn't be tolerated by the founders or even the pioneers. It wouldn't be tolerated.
Well, no, it wouldn't. It wouldn't have been tolerated by these other founders and these other nations.
Yeah, it's crazy.
None of this kind of stuff that's going on today would have. The whole thing, I mean, here with the immigration, it's not just the immigration. You look at the economy, and if this is not an organized collapse, I don't know what is.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. It's all by design.
I've said it for a long time. You and I both know, and anyone mm-hmm. out there who bites us into 21, we all know the same thing, that collapse in our economy is a part of the agenda.
Yes, and what happened today was I was on Facebook, and I'll give you a little rundown of Monday's situation, but today, for some reason, I had gotten involved with having Daryl be on my timeline, and he was asking about the Keystone Pipeline, and he's all for the Keystone Pipeline and all this garbage, and he says his question was, how long do the American people have to wait for this to come through? And I really let loose on this guy, and I said, how long do the American people have to wait for the Keystone Pipeline? Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should outlaw Agenda 21 in this country and the UN completely out of this country. Maybe that would help. And I wasn't done there. And I said,
oh, that's major help.
Yeah. And then I said, you want to know why we've got illegal invasion people coming across our borders? You want to know why we've got the high gas prices, energy prices, the taking away of private property, the EPA and all this nonsense, and the taking away of the individual liberties and sovereignty, trying to outlaw autos and light bulbs and whatever else, and telling you what kind of food you can eat, and ethanol subsidies and all this nonsense. And I said, all of this is Agenda 21. It's in the Earth Charter. And then I said in cap letters, I said, read it. And then I sent it. I was ticked. I hope he reads it.
100 years ago, over 80% of the stuff in your grocery store wasn't there.
I saw that post, yeah. I didn't get the whole part of it.
And you think about that. Now, me, I'm a know-who's-your country boy. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy. That's me. And I refuse to take prescription medicines.
Right.
I've never taken an aspirin in my life.
Well, I have.
I try to eat healthy, and other than where I broke my back and stuff.
Well, we have, you know, it's a little different here in California because they're so progressive. But basically, I have Advil. My mom usually has it. I rarely have to take it. I have lidocaine patches sitting there. You know, I have Icy Hot for my back. I don't do Advil on a regular basis. Haven't done for years. I do have Bayer aspirin in my first aid kit in case somebody were to show signs of a heart attack, where you could put it on your tongue and, you know, sit up straight and, you know, try to do whatever. But I mean, those are things for emergencies. I don't like taking prescription drugs. I have when I had my back surgery, but then I got off it as soon as possible. You know, I like meat and potatoes because I'm an Irish girl. Something about the potato famine. I love those potatoes. But, you know.
Well, you know, Linda, almost anything that the pharmaceutical company makes, there's a natural.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from something natural.
What about antibiotics? Because I don't want to trust.
Well, even there, you know, overusing drugs causes your immune system to lack.
Yeah.
Even with cancer, one of the major deaths caused by chemotherapy is because chemotherapy destroys your immune system.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You can't fight anything off.
It also, radiation destroys the other good cells as well. They're coming up with stuff. I know Glenn Beck's
working
on it.
Well, you're better off to use Sourasol, but they don't want to tell you that because the drug company doesn't make any money. Drug companies are not into curing you. They're only into treating you.
Right, because there's no profit in curing our ills, exactly, and that's why they don't want to cure cancer, because they know.
Oh, we live in a world, though, Linda. Let's look at this world. We live in a world where nothing is made to last you.
Because if
it lasts you, you don't buy no more.
It's planned obsolescence, exactly. It's all about profits. I know.
Exactly.
Oh, I know.
Everything is about money. And
exactly.
Let's be real. The only reason you'll see the illegals support the Democrats is because of all the free stuff. But that don't really mean they'll vote for them.
That's true, because I think they only garner, 25% of the Hispanic population even goes to the polls. So it's not like...
Well, be honest. Do you want... If I was somebody who was illegally here and I had a job and I was making money and I was, you know, under the table, no taxes and stuff... Would I want to tell them I'm here and have to start paying taxes?
Heck no. Well,
I have to start being regulated and everything else and blah, 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 and took over and controlled. They're not dumb.
So what happened was I think it was Monday morning, and I got onto my email and the Facebook, and I was inundated with Agenda 21. It was in my face, the whole, 2 hours worth. So I printed out what I needed to print out. I called my girlfriend because there's these meetings, and tomorrow night or tomorrow day before my show, I'm going to try to be at this meeting, and I'm going to go loaded for bear with handouts, with my whole entourage of the 3.5 years of studies that I have, my Glenn Beck chalkboard with the timeline. I've got two pieces here. I'm going to read some of it tomorrow on my show. I'll give you the headline on this one. So I printed these out, and I went over to my girlfriend's house because she's wanting to go to this meeting tomorrow as well. And so I was talking to her about this stuff, and she was horrified, Bill, when she saw this stuff, and this was the one, UN Agenda 21 Smart Growth is stealing your tax money. Your local police, firefighters, and unions need your help because through this Agenda 21, they're going through ICLEI, and they're going through the council meetings, et cetera, and the general plans in your community, and they are redirecting money that was in the general fund of your city to this green garbage. And I call them gangrenes now. And then they're stealing it out of the general. So that's why they're closing the libraries and the swimming pools, and they're cutting back on their fire and police and wanting to outsource them. That's exactly what's going on here.
Well, you're seeing, they have stepped up their whole Agenda 21, the speed of what their actions. They're coming at you from all different directions. How many different directions are they coming after the gun laws? You know, that right now is very important to them. They got to get a foothold in there. All they need is a crack. All they want is a crack.
Mm-hmm.
And when you give them that crack, whether it's registration or whatever, you give them a crack. Once you've done that, you're done.
Here's the other one. There was two articles. One was Facebook and one was on the regular ones. I sent you a couple things just before we went on live, but I don't know if you had time to go through it in your email. But one was Mexico. The government of Mexico is wanting to have all of the border state residents like myself, Texas, Arizona, and the rest of them to have this national gun registry because it's fitting in their agenda, of course, so they can decide if they want to take over or not and do the Reconquista thing. And then I saw the other one where the Chinese are, again, demanding Obama to disarm us. And I've talked about this a couple times.
Well,
I think
you know what that's about.
Well,
he is so, Yeah, that's about our natural resources he has sold to them and our land that he has sold to them. They can't take control of it until he disarms us.
That's right. He can go pound sand, too. I hope it all blows up in his face. That's what I'm hoping. I hope the Obamacare blows up in his face. I hope that they impeach him. I hope that he goes out of that White House with egg all over his face. I'd love to see him in handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit or on a gurney feet first, but that's me.
Well, you know... I want to see him spend his life in prison in his social utopia.
Yeah. Well, I have other plans for him, but we won't go into it because I don't want to get in trouble. I really don't want to get in trouble today.
We hear some of the most ignorant stuff out of our elected. I'm going to go off on this, and for people, you understand, I'm an independent, so I'm going to look at things differently. But what I see is the Republican Party just keeps caving in and just keeps caving in and just keeps caving in.
I know. They're doing it every minute. In fact, Glenn Beck was on O'Reilly last
night. When John McCain's leading you, you got trouble.
You got trouble because Bill O'Reilly doesn't get it. He's a schmuck. He totally is clueless. And every time I missed the segment, but Glenn reiterated some of it on his radio show this morning as the only reason I knew about it. And he said that he was trying to explain to Bill O'Reilly that the GOP is actually turning into the Whigs because they're destroying themselves. They're absolutely destroying themselves. And when I hear John McCain get on in front of a microphone saying that Hagel probably does have enough votes to be confirmed, you know, the guy is just the biggest windsock since.
Then why do we even go through all this crap if it's going to confirm him?
Yeah, it's just it's theater.
They're
actors, bad actors, but they're actors. I'm telling you, this is a dog.
Is it any wonder Davy Crockett would have stood up there and told these people to go to hell?
Exactly. Oh my God, absolutely. I mean, so would John Adams.
I'm sure Washington would have looked at today and just lost his mind.
Yeah, he
would have went berserk. He'd have been busting people's heads.
Exactly. Well, I said that if there was ever a human possibility that I could resurrect poor Jefferson, I would have to have a boatload of smelling salts to revive him and another boatload of muskets and handcuffs to get him into D.C. and arrest these clowns. And he would, too. I mean, because they would not believe this. They would not. I mean, they probably wouldn't. And they would just, after they came out of their faint spell, they would say, well, how long did it take for it to fall? Because they would really absolutely recognize it as being fell completely.
Linda, I got to ask you this.
Okay.
Did you see the 35,000 people, whatever they claim, was in Washington, D.C., wanting to stop this pipeline, screaming climate, global warming, and all this other crap? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was
that, when I see
house.
That many people are ignorant, that many people are blind, that many people lack the ability to put two and two together or think, because there's no way in heck you can believe this crap about global warming being man-made.
I understand that. No, but look, we have a populace that you have 70% of the American people, 70%, who do not know that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Now, that's telling you something. So you know we're in trouble.
Well, we're in trouble because I read today where they were saying, man is getting dumber. No, man's not getting dumber. Man is getting indoctrinated, and he's not getting educated. And we keep wasting money, feeding it to the teachers' unions and stuff, and it ain't doing a damn thing for our kids.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. I was hearing so much stuff today and yesterday on by different idiots. I can't remember the gentleman's name. The guy is a complete moron. He's got to be like a mildly retarded six-year-old. This guy was talking. I don't know if you heard this clip. This was a guy saying that women on campuses should not be armed. Did you hear that one? Because
I heard a couple of people talking like that today, and the things that I read and the things that I've heard, it boggles my mind, and I know it's got to tick women off.
Oh, my God. This guy, he's not even worth giving another 5 seconds to the airtime on this guy. I can't remember his name, but it was all over the Blaze, and I think I saw the clip. It was like a one-minute thing. The guy is a complete buffoon. knows not what he's talking about. Just because I've had my house broken into, I know exactly what fear is. Okay. Unfortunately, I was not armed at the time. Things have changed now. That won't happen again. But, you know, they're just absolutely, they're worse than progressive think. They're just, they're nuts. These people are nuts. I've never seen anything like this circular progressive logic in my entire, I can't believe it. I don't understand it. They're nuts. That's all I can say. They're just insane.
We're living in the movie Idiocracy.
Yeah. Well, even Mark Levin had all his callers call in and asking him questions on what are we supposed to do. Look what's gone on with our country. The Constitution's being shredded. This is going on here. We can't drill for oil. We've got idiots running the show. Our morality has fallen. And he says, the system is so broken. I don't know if we can ever fix it without, he didn't say revolution, but I'm sure, or civil war. Well, that's what they're counting on.
They're not counting on it. And they're not real bright if they are. to start something like that, who do you think the first targets the people would go after would be? Silly fools. Yeah, silly fools.
They are stupid. Well, this is the problem. Look, people like us, we know when it's time to shoot and when it's not. You know, we're not going to go running around acting like, you know, the occupiers and the anarchists and the chaotic nut jobs. We have better sense than that. Just don't come, you know, like, do you hear about Washington State, what they're proposing in Washington State?
Yeah.
They want to take the Fourth Amendment and shred it completely and have once or twice a year.
Here's the problem. Here's our problem, folks. Are they going to do this state by state by state by state until they got it done?
That's probably what they're trying to do. The whole thing
that way they have less chance of having an all-out,
insurrection.
But now, will the people of Washington State and the people of Colorado sit back on their butts while this all goes on, while they're elected, do this stuff?
Yeah, that's the problem, because they are blue voters. It's a blue state. It's Oregon, the whole left coast is, you know, absolutely a mess. You know what it is. And in fact, I heard from my friend, but I can't confirm it because I haven't got a situation yet, but I could find out within a day or two by emailing the lefties.
All I can tell those people, if you're out walking out in the woods and a bear attacks you, find you one of them damn, what do they call them, little stations?
Yeah, or
where you can call in.
Yeah, your call boxes or your rape whistle.
Yeah,
yeah.
Find your call
there
box.
that was what he was talking about. This man is just an idiot. I can't even fathom. You know, he doesn't understand the Second Amendment. He doesn't understand anything about the Constitution. Doesn't understand anything about the right to self-defense that is a natural right from God. These people just make me tired. I found out, but I haven't confirmed it yet, that Saturday night they're going to have a candlelight vigil down at my Oceanside Main Library down by the coast, and all the anti-gun nuts are going to be out there, you know, with their kumbaya nonsense. And I was hoping to get a group of people to go be the opposition of them, because it is the National Day of Resistance and the pro-gun rallies all around. In fact, I'm going to try to get to that one at 2 o'clock in Poway so I can be a part of that with my signs. And then if they're going to do something later, I would love to take that body of people and say, come with me to Oceanside and help me protest against these nut jobs, because it's just ridiculous. They're marching onto their boxcars with no force, no guns to their heads, to the trains, and let them take them off to the camps. I'm telling you, these people are that stupid. I can't take it anymore. It's commie-fornia.
Tell them to go over there and try to take to protest against guns at the Mongols' headquarters or the Hell's Angels' headquarters.
It's crazy, and I just don't understand. I think the only thing you can do is pose the question to these people. You know, what do you hope to accomplish with your nonsense? Are you nuts? Of course, these idiots.
Well, they've been indoctrinated. They've been fed all this crap, this liberal crap.
They believe it.
They sit there and they watch it fail and fail and fail and fail, and they just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. is, you know, it's the perfect example of ignorance, you know. It's self-inflicted, and these people
right.
are overdosing.
Well, yeah, they're overdosing on the Kool-Aid. Well, it's the definition of insanity when you keep trying the same method over and over again and getting trying to get different results.
If California and Washington and some of these states can actually do these things without a big resistance from all the rest of us, then, you know.
Well, here's the thing. They're going to be.
Do we sit back and let them do this in these states and just wait till they come to us?
No. In fact, I'm sure I've said this before, but tomorrow, I didn't get to see Glenn's show today, but I will see it after this show. And he had some really good people on there. But tomorrow he's going to have all of these oath-keeping constitutional sheriffs on his show. And I know exactly how these guys think. I've met them up front personal at one of those meetings, shook their hands. Sheriff Lopey, Sheriff Mack was there, all these fabulous people who will not defy their oath that they took for the Constitution to uphold it. They will not concede. They will stand for what's right. They will be the last bastion. They will not fire on America. You know what I mean? They won't do any of it. And so this is going to be really exciting to see that tomorrow. And I'm just – this is the thing. We don't have them here in California except Northern California, way up kind of at the Central Valley up and upwards. That's where Lopi is and a few others. And the ones that you saw on the videos that I sent you who have been fighting against Agenda 21 and the EPA and, you know, the wetlands and the wildlands and all the rest of it. It's craziness. It is really bad what we have to go through. But there are being battles being won by our good side. It's just – it's going to take us time, Bill, because it took them 100 years to get here.
Well, like I said, we're fighting a global agenda.
I know.
And we're fighting in small areas, but each little victory is actually a big step because
yes, it is.
You get a little victory here and a little victory there. Well, now you've got a united front, and
yep.
you keep moving. You keep moving. You keep uniting. The front keeps growing.
Yeah. Did you
that's what we got to do. And we've got to reach out, Linda, to other countries. We've
yep.
got to reach out to other. You know, this isn't about race. This isn't about nationality. This is about survivorship.
Oh, yeah, survival. Did you get the email on the United Nations Civil Society Initiative from the Exurbia Chronicles?
Yes.
Oh, that was – with me to the meeting. I'm going to take both of these articles. They're both 3 pages long. They're huge. I'm going to read some of them tomorrow on my show. The I have to take all my ammunition with me. I'm not talking not that kind, but my paperwork, my different things about the Club of Rome, all the stuff that Maurice Strong has said, Ted Turner has said, all of these eugenicists, Maurice Strong and Alexander King and all these clowns. I'm going to let them have it. They are going to hear from me, and I'm going to try to spoon feed them. But I've got to be firm because they don't understand how bad this is. They don't get it. And they're falling for the traps. They're falling for the money. They're falling for ISA. They're falling for the building associations and the developers. They don't understand what this is about. They can't possibly understand it. ISA can't possibly understand it. The guy's got $435 million in his private account. What? He's not bribable. He's misguided. He's completely misguided.
Well, you don't know what kind of threats are made against these people's families and things like this. It's beyond, Linda. It is.
It's horrible. It's evil. It is really wrong.
I see nobody. I sit back and I look at our elected, and I look at them all with disdain. I do because I don't trust none of them.
Nope.
You can't
I don't either.
Trust any of them.
Nope.
Every one of them sitting in there have lied to us at one time or another. Every single one of them.
Well, I might be able to count on maybe one and a half hands, but I think Rand Paul is a decent person. Ted Cruz, Louis Gohmert, Mike Lee, and I'm not sure if there's any others, but I may. Oh, Justin Amash and Paul Brown from Georgia. Those are the only ones I can think of off the top of my head.
I mean, here I am. I like the way a lot of things are in this state, but I don't like my elected.
I know.
Don't like my elected because I don't trust my elected.
I don't either. And you know what? that's a good thing. We must be vigilant and not trust them, and we must hold them accountable 5 days or 7 days a week, all day long. We have to, because they will not be angels. They will not do what's right. They're all corrupt. I'm telling you, the corruption is all the way from the UN and the global elitists down right down to your city, right into your general plans.
If you got a guy who is honest and he tries telling you the truth, they all make him out like he's a nut.
Oh, of course. Oh, God. They have to silence them, Bill. You can't have the truth.
Well, yeah. Same way they're wanting to silence us. So they're going to use this China hacking deal. Watch. This China hacking deal is going to play into the taking control over the internet.
Oh, I know. And, well, Anonymous hacks in.
But isn't this funny how all this stuff happens just to play into what they want to do?
Yep. And I knew this was going to hit. That's why everybody was so stunned when Obama got reelected, because they knew. It wasn't because they were shocked that Romney wasn't in, because, you know, they were just hoping against hope that we could get the guy out of there, because we knew how much hell we were going to face with this clown, having nothing to bar him, nothing to hold him back, you know, nothing to rein him in. They've got the executive branch and the Senate, and he's got probably, you know, one-third at least or better of the darn Supreme Court who are not supposed to have that much power. That they're not even supposed to have that much equality in the original intent, but oh no. You know, this is what we're up against. I agree. We've got to hold
them. In the beginning, you know, there was in one of the amendments, there was a deal that was taken out somehow. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which amendment. But it barred lawyers and attorneys from being elected officials.
Well, yeah, apparently that went away with Lincoln. Wasn't he the first lawyer president?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was one. And, you know, this is what I've connected the dots to. And Rosa Corey, who wrote Behind the Green Mask, has traced this Agenda 21 all the way back to that period in history, which would be about 1850, 1860. And if you notice what the period of time with Karl Marx, that was in the 1800s, there was Stalin and Lenin. The Bolshevik Revolution was prior to that. Everybody was in on this, you know, they were congratulating Lincoln on his second term. All of this stuff starts to make sense when you go right back to where a lot of this, I mean, I know it goes back to Babylon and probably the garden, but I mean, this Illuminati has been playing their chess pieces, as they were talking about playing chess earlier. They've been playing it very well, and they know, just like, remember in the history, Genghis Khan had many, many successors of his sons who took over after his death. Well, the same with the Rothschilds. You think that dynasty is going to die out anytime soon? I don't think so. They know this. They don't care. They're patient. They're evil. And they'll take their time, and they'll do it. I'm telling you.
We hear all this about the Chinese and the debt we owe the Chinese. And the truth is, they do that because they don't want you to know that you owe more to the Fed.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you never hear them talk about that, do you?
No.
It's always about China and the debt we owe China, the channel debt we owe. How much do we owe the Fed, people? You better take a look at that and then ask, how do we owe these people who have nothing to back up all the money they printed?
Yeah, and there was also some articles and people talking on, God, I can't remember which one it was because I've been inundated with so much, that talking about auditing Fort Knox and everybody knowing that there's not anything there. And what I'm trying to figure out is how come China and all these...
Well, I got to be fair. In all honesty, it wouldn't be at Fort Knox. It would be probably in Denver at the Mint or one of those places.
Or at the Fed in New York. Betcha.
Yeah. I mean,
yep.
And I've always thought to myself that if you look at everybody who's invested in gold and all this and that, but there's more gold out. There's not as much gold out there as all this money.
Right. How are these people buying, you know, tons and truckloads and megatons of gold when nobody even knows where the darn stuff is? I mean, the whole thing is just, I don't get it. Unless they're buying paper gold on the stock market. I don't know.
Well,
but somebody was saying it's physical. Well, hell, Soros bought so damn much up, there's probably nothing left.
Well,
you know.
There's been others besides him. It's, people have been buying this up for years and years and years and years and
yep.
centuries.
And other countries.
You gotta Yeah, and you got to wonder, where the hell are they getting all this gold?
Yeah, who's mining that? I mean, that's the whole thing is just, I'm telling you, you can only believe half of what you see and
none
of what
you hear. Anybody running in and saying, shut down the gold mine?
Yeah, right. No. Here's the thing. They had the Washington's birthday observed yesterday and the President's Day observation on the calendar. And there was, I think it was, God, I can't remember. Roger Hedgecock, I think Hannity, and I know Glenn Beck did a whole thing on Coolidge yesterday. And what people don't know, and this is something that I've said over and over again and tried to educate people about, it was 1920, and they had a huge depression in this country, and nobody knows about it because they erased it from history so that people even in my mom's age group don't know about it. And what I think it was Harding was in, and then he had a heart attack, and about 3 in the morning with a justice of the peace, Coolidge was sworn in as president because that's how it can work. And within the first 2 years, he took the unemployment rate, which was like 22%, down to 1.8 in 2 years. When he talked about getting real cuts, he cut that government spending in half, absolutely within a year and a half. He took the tax rate because Wilson had it up to 73%, all the way down to 25% within 2 years. He cut everything. He cut out the corporate tax. He was like, that's why they called it the Roaring Twenties. Do you know that within 7 years of him doing that, or even in between that time and 1929 when the stock market crashed, the average person, their salaries and in their income rose by 37%. Now that's huge when you look at it for the middle class. And people had radios, people had washing machines, people could buy cars. I mean, it was just, that's why they it exploded, because he got the government out of the way. They didn't have the EPA back then. They did have income tax, but when you lower the tax rates and you take the regulations away, everybody's free to, that money will just flood in, you know? It's amazing. Yeah, hello. But nobody knows.
It's like Reagan said, government is not the answer to the problem. Government is the problem.
Oh, they are the biggest.
And we have a government that is so out of control.
Huge.
Both
it's
sides
a
of the aisle. Both sides of the aisle.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know, it's bad.
Let's be real. You've got to get the special interest. You've got to get the lobbyists. You've got to get these bastards out of Washington, D.C.
All of them. Yeah, it's really,
really
bad.
You don't work for them. You work for us, the people.
They don't see it that way
anymore. It's time they were made to know that again. You do not work for the lobbyists. You do not work for the corporations or the unions. You work for we, the people.
Oh, I know. It's an oligarchy. Everybody knows it's broken. It's bad. We've got to do something. Everybody's having computer problems tonight. They're going popping in and out.
It's been an all-day thing.
Okay, yeah. Well, I didn't have any problems here. Even though we had a small storm, it wasn't bad, though. The wind wasn't high.
We've had a pretty good wind today. Had a pretty bad wind last night, but nothing that we're not
right
used to. The sun was still shining today, and it's Indiana. We expect it.
Sure. Well, we've got we're looking at like 55 degrees, maybe lower. Wind's blowing a little bit now. We had the rain. I know that the mountains are going to get a lot of snow. We're going to have a couple days of icy temperatures. This is the coldest, wettest winter I've seen in, oh my gosh, decades in this. And I've lived here almost since
you
I was
know,
5 years
I,
old.
I have to laugh because 2 years ago I said, you watch, for the next 2 years, they'll change the name of it from global warming to something else because they'll have to cover their butts because things are going to start cooling down and they're going to have to reverse. And, you know, so anything that happens weather-wise is because of global warming.
Yeah, and here's
I understand that now. Every single thing that happens, single thing.
They have to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Well,
if it rains, that was global warming. If the sun shines, that was global warming.
Now it's climate change. Yeah,
what
I know.
Crap.
It's garbage.
It's only been doing this for millions and millions of years.
Right, and I actually got a chance to ask the questions of Dr. Singer, and he's a really cool guy. He's in his early 80s, but he came to San Diego to speak, and he was one of the people, as well as Lord Monckton. I got to actually shake his hand, too. It was amazing. So Dr. Singer says, actually, he says, it won't be in my lifetime or even in yours. He says, but we are headed for another ice age, so all this global warming is nonsense. And everybody who's a real scientist knows it. And he was very charming and very cool and very lucid and, you know, had all his marbles. He was really, really smart. He was one of those people that worked at the IPCC, you know, I think it's International Panel of Climate Change. And so he knows, the guy, he understands ice cores. He understands how to, all this stuff, carbon dating, all of it. He knows. The guy's a scientist. He's not a schmuck like Al Gore.
Well, no, Al Gore has no concept. Where's his science degree?
None. Zero. He's got
exactly.
It in. He has his science in BS.
What? Political science?
No.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah, and the other one is piled higher and deeper. That's him. that's Al Gore Leone.
and just like Rod said, an immigration reform means amnesty.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They just want to flood. They want to overwhelm the system, Bill. That's part of their Cloward Bibbon. You see, they've got this all figured out.
Well, it's our job to wake up Americans, but it's also our job to wake up these people that are coming to this country as pawns and let them know what they're up to.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh sure. Because if we can reach them, man, that's a coup. But I don't even know where to begin with. There are some people who may have come here illegally and have assimilated, et cetera, or maybe semi, and at least they understand the work ethic. My mom's housekeeper is one of them. She has two girls who are very studious, and they're completely fluent in both languages, so they'll go far. If they get out of California, they'll be fine. They'll probably do better in Texas. But I'll tell you, that woman works herself she's going to go into an early grave if she doesn't slow down a little bit. But yeah, she understands conservatism, and every time she's here and I hear something about vomit, good night, yo, love you, be blessed and get some rest. Every time, you know, I hear something bad and she'll be cleaning my bathroom and I go, and I say, oh, that pinchy Obama, she just starts laughing. she says, I know. She gets it. She gets the conservative deal.
Sometimes these people come out here and they'll say some of the dumbest things and look at you and they don't get how dumb it is what they said.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh, I know.
All this saying we don't have a spending problem. We don't have a spending problem.
I have yet to see
one of them people who say that tell a child why that child has $53,000 worth of debt piled on their back if there's not a spending problem.
Well, look, these people like Pelosi and the rest of them and Harry Reid, these people they should be, you know, straitjacketed and put into a rubber room, in my estimation. They have been spewing these lies for so long. They believe it now. These people have indoctrinated themselves.
my buddy sitting here says, well, no, they don't have a spending problem. They have a paying back problem.
Yeah, well, it's going to bite them in the you know what? Because look what we have. You have we don't have an immigration. We haven't enforced. Exactly. Rod Lucas.
Well, Rod, that's what our problem has been all along.
Yep.
When the amnesty was passed with Reagan, they never upheld their part. Just like the tax deals with Reagan, and just like this happened at other times, they don't uphold their part. You cannot trust the elected.
Nope.
We've got to wipe the slates clean of these people and these kinds of people.
I agree.
Start picking regular people.
I agree. And that's why Rand Paul was absolutely correct when he gave that speech. His speech was the best of the night on that State of the Union nonsense. And Rubio made some good points. But you know what? He's way too close
Rubio,
to center.
Rubio is an establishment.
Yes,
you
he
don't
is.
See these. If you don't see these establishment politicians coming out and supporting someone unless they've got him controlled.
Yep.
So, and Rubio has the same problem as Obama. They're neither, and I still can't believe the Supreme Court won't even hear crap, or it doesn't get delivered to them.
No, I know.
You know, we know how this all works. Well, Rubio has that same problem.
Sure. Here's the thing. When Rand Paul said that this entire city, he meant D.C., needs a clean sweep, he's not kidding. He actually, this was, I can't remember, was it just before the election? It must have been somewhere just before, like right after the summertime. And he was talking to Glenn, and he said, it was just around that August time, after our meeting in Indiana, and he was saying to Glenn, he says, I can't even tell you on the air. He says, I might not even be able to tell you in private what is going on. And that's why he said in that speech, he says, I couldn't believe it until I got here how bad it really is. And
this is why we need, to be honest, to me, you need people in politics like the good doctor that's been speaking out. Someone who's not tied to either party.
Right. Now, I'm all in with him on everything he said, except when he said that Rubio and Jindal would be great candidates for president. Then he lost me. Everything else I was on board with. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well,
that's where I part company, but the rest I was absolutely cheering, absolutely applauding.
I would rather see him consider that position and pick someone as a running mate more along the lines of, Thomas Sowell.
Well, here's the thing.
The intelligence that might be able to lead us out of this mess.
If I were going to have my dream team right now, would be Rand Paul and Judge Napolitano. That would be my dream team right there.
I like the judge. I'm not that thrilled by Rand, I'll be honest with you. There are certain things Rand does that just...
Yeah.
He's part of a political family, and I'm just over career politicians and political families
What do you think of Ted Cruz?
I like Ted Cruz.
So far, so good. Yeah, but here's the thing. We can't trust them, so we have to watch them day by day.
That's any of them.
Yeah.
You know, Ted Cruz is in there right now, and he could be trying to do the right thing. But who knows at what point he gets corrupted.
I know, that's the problem. Yeah, Rod was saying the system is broken. And
That's why you don't see good men wanting to be elected or wanting to hold office. You don't see your truly intelligent people. You don't see Mitzi Haku. You don't see Thomas Sowell. You don't see these kinds of people trying to grab an office or something. They're smarter than that.
I know. They don't want to get dirty either. But, when this was mentioned again, as I said the other day on Mark Levin's show, it is broken. And I don't see, like Reagan says, they're not the answer, they're the problem, and it's so true. I don't think it's going to get fixed, Bill, except by we the people. I'm telling you what we're doing,
and it isn't. And until you can get the people to wake up and realize there's a problem. It's hard to save a nation when three-fourths of the nation doesn't realize it needs saving.
Oh, I know. But we will go back in history for a minute, and we will find that there was only 3% of those colonists who did it. So 3% can do it. I'd like to have 5% to 8% to 10%, to be in a comfort zone. But I think that if it melts down and we do what we're supposed to do and we follow God's teachings and we use our common sense and we use our natural rights of self-defense and we don't go completely bonkers like the rest of the people are going to do, I think we're going to be okay, because they will wake up very fast. They won't like what they see, but they will they will be looking for leadership, and it ain't going to be in D.C. It's going to be right in your own neighborhood. And I swear, if I have any way of doing it, I'll be taking charge. Believe that. And I will be hunkering down.
They're looking at, I don't know if they're smart enough to realize it or not. It doesn't matter how many people they really have, because you can have one guy shooting 100 bullets, but it doesn't do that much good against 100 people shooting a bullet.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I know. And from what I'm understanding, I was talking to my friend Jeff, who's been fighting against illegal immigration down here. He's an ex-Marine, and he's looking to get out. He and his wife or whatever is going to go to Northern Arizona a couple of years. And we had a conversation today, and he says so many of his friends have already bailed, gone to Texas, Oklahoma, wherever. And he says, they keep emailing me. He says, Jeff, why are you still there? Get out. But most of these people, Bill, trust me, they will not bring any liberal stuff with them. They are leaving it because of it. They will leave it all behind.
Well, I would hope, because that's why you're pleading. You're pleading because of the liberal policies. And it would be silly to bring them somewhere else, knowing that you'd have to flee again.
Right. Here's the thing. If somebody comes to Indiana, or if somebody were to come to Texas, and, you know, people who live there who still don't want liberal stuff, you just have to recognize it and call it out real quick and say, you know what, we don't do that here in this state. You go back to where you came from, or you go further east, like Connecticut.
Well, I kind of hold back a little bit on the air about yelling about Indiana a whole lot, because I see all these people rushing to Texas, and
right.
I want to see how many of them take a liberal policy there and what they do there before I want them here.
Exactly. Well, Glenn says that every day, because he says, if you're just coming here for a job, he says, no, go to North Dakota, where they've got plenty of jobs. He says, if you want to come here to be free for the freedom, then you're absolutely welcome. And he says, I don't want the lib states flooding my taxes. He says, if you're going to leave the lib states, he says, I hear Oklahoma is so nice this time of year. He's been pushing that because he doesn't want them there if they're going to bring their lib stuff. I don't blame
him. Because that's the failures.
Absolutely.
Look at your state, Linda. Look at the condition it's in. It's not the good people that did it. It's the liberal ideology that did it. It's the people, though, that sit back and don't speak out and are too busy or too occupied, or they just don't have the gumption to read and research and know when they're being lied to by their elected, when they're being scammed out of their tax dollars by their elected, and when their elected are stealing their freedoms and their liberties right out from under their nose.
And their money, you know, and redistributing it. It's horrible. I know. It's like, in fact, I think it was about...
Who are they redistributing it to?
Their buddies, other countries.
Uh-huh.
Or people.
But they sure ain't giving it back to the people.
Oh no! Oh no! No no! It's like Solyndra, you know, that car company over in wherever the hell they had it. I can't remember now, but it was the $90,000 car for the rich people in Hollywood. That's Obama's way. He's the Chicago thug, the Marxist, you know, Stalinist in chief, redistributing wealth all over the darn place, you know. And then of course his wife gets to go to Aspen with her girls, you know, and everybody's. I get a kick out of people like Hannity. And he goes, well, why would he want, or even Glenn, why do they want to travel in different directions? I'm going, okay, you fools, the guy's gay. He doesn't care. She doesn't care.
it's like a nightmare.
It is.
It's like everything that you were taught as a kid, that you were against as a kid,
it's
your parents was
day.
Against, and everybody in America seemed to be against,
yep.
is now, you know, I'm sorry, but I get to looking at, you know, I look at California, I look at other places, Linda, and I think, you know, if God doesn't destroy these places, he should apologize for Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly. Absolutely. Well, I know it was, San Francisco's pretty close second.
Now Rod's on here, and Rod's talking about the immigration thing, and Rod's right. There are qualifications, and it says in those qualifications that if you have committed a crime against you, you're not allowed to have citizenship in the United States. But now Obama is going to go around that, and he's going to let people who've had committed three crimes or have been arrested for one felony slip by all that. And in doing so, he is then committing discrimination against American inmates who had one crime or whatever, because they're blocked. You know, they go on lists and stuff. They ain't allowed to get jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
If I was an American inmate that had one crime on my record and they come in here and that happened, I would be suing the crap out of somebody for discrimination.
Yeah. You know, and what we were talking about earlier with these idiots in Washington State wanting to completely trash the Fourth Amendment and search and seizure twice a year to have the police come to your house without a warrant to make sure, you know, to search your house for certain weapons.
to make sure your gun is properly stored.
What the hell are you I mean, okay, number one.
And
people,
the elected that voted on this said, oh, well, they didn't read that part. There was only
bull,
eight damn pages.
Bull. You know, oh, they lie. Do you realize how stupid our populace is, Bill, if they don't understand that anything...
Oh, Linda, I don't believe they lie because I don't see that these people read anything.
Yeah. What I'm saying is the voting public, the actual body politic, are so stupid and so uneducated and so unread that they do not understand that anything that would be proposed like this, not even voted on or tried to be passed, even if it was passed... If it's going that far against the Constitution, it's a null and void law. It means nothing. We have got to do like Ron says. He says we've got to stop complying and just start saying no en masse, whatever it takes. This is ridiculous. What's wrong with these people? How can they be so? This is mind boggling to me. It's head's gonna explode. I can't take it much longer. I swear tomorrow they're gonna feel my wrath too. I'll stay calm, but I will tell them the truth. And they'll think I'm giving them hell, but all I'm doing is telling them the truth. Oh, I get so angry. I get so frustrated because they just refuse to do research. I tell them, don't take my word for this. But no. You still there? Did I lose Bill?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, because you were so silent. I was on a rant. But, yeah, it just frustrates me. I don't know where to – but at least I got my friend to understand it. She read that article, and it's like a light bulb went off, and she was like, oh, my God. So I was pretty happy about that. And she's going to be at the meeting tomorrow, so it's going to be great. We're going to tell these people. I'm fighting my own city council. I'm fighting Daryl Issa. I'm fighting them all, every one of them.
Well, this last week, I had the pleasure of going around to, I went to a couple of places, and almost everywhere I went, I run into new people.
Mm-hmm.
And what was amazing was people were telling them what I do.
Wow.
And every one of these people, or every place where I was at, there was people there who knew what Agenda 21 was and were coming up and asking me questions about it. And they were, you know, they had already read and heard stuff about it, and they were just finding out other things, and it kind of gave me, you know, a surge of energy there, Linda. It was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
You know,
I know. It's like every time you wake somebody up and they start, you know, it's just you just get a little bit more energetic, and you say, okay, let's do, you know, and now I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to word this stuff tomorrow, but I've just got to go through – my headline here and go through anything I can connect the dots with just to try to explain to these people. And if it's truly a workshop, I'll probably get more time to speak than just once. I don't know.
Well, you're
some
there,
workshop.
You're there, and they'll be talking sustainable development. Ask them what is not, ask them what is sustainable.
Oh, I have a list. I have a list I can pull out of my file and say, about this?
There you go, because see, when you start talking about what is sustainable and what's not sustainable, when
yep.
people start seeing everything that is not sustainable,
oh yeah,
they start flipping out.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. Thanks, Rod. Have a great night. Be blessed. And please try to make it to Indiana. We've got to have fun this summer before they take it all away from us.
Oh, yes, Rod. We are planning a Saturday night at a friend of mine, David Summers' place. And
oh, cool.
We will eat good. We will have music.
Oh, gosh, that's great. So the 12th is a Friday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so are you doing the lodge this time or just the cabins?
Well, I was going to get a cabin, and I was going to get one lodge.
Oh, okay, so we'll have a kitchen, and we'll have the table to eat at and the fire pit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, definitely. Gotta have that.
Yeah.
But on a Saturday night, instead of renting the pavilion, we're going to travel a few miles to still be in the boonies. And my friend is hidden and at his place. And we have a stage there. We have a big grill there. We have plenty of room. And We have seclusion.
Yep.
And
that's gonna
we plan
be
on
great.
Having a really good time.
Oh,
and,
this is just great.
I know I'm going to be bringing a lot more people than I brought last time.
Good
and
for
I'm
you.
Hoping a lot more people out there will join us and show up here for this weekend. We had a blast last year.
Oh, my gosh. I'll put the word out to Michael Magic and Robert Kaplan and everybody, and hopefully Ron and Terry and David could come, because I know Yale's all excited. If we could get even like two or three more from our Patriot families, that would make my heart good, sing and my day. So,
well, we're all on the internet, so every one of us should be letting people know. We don't know who will come, but we should be inviting anybody we can invite, anybody we can get to come and share a weekend with us. It's not all business. We do step business aside and enjoy ourselves.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. I know. Well, we still have Oz and Doc, but the folks aren't calling. And I wish your friend, what was her name again?
Christy.
Okay. I knew it was a
I just met her today, and she's active in Iowa, pretty active in Iowa, and she was very, very, I mean, up on things. We talked for a while.
Wow.
And it was always encouraging to find someone who's took the time and done the research and educated themselves on things. She was very up on the monetary system.
Oh,
kind of reminded me of Ron there.
Wow.
And, you know, there's people out there. We just got to keep reaching out and reaching out and reaching out.
Every day. I do it every day. I mean, believe me, this is my week for Agenda 21.
I have talked more in the last 6 years than I haven't talked in my entire lifetime.
You know, Bill, I've got to tell you, you and Hollis were on back in the day, and now that we're doing the show together, you are doing a great job. I'm so impressed. And all your people there, you got four or five listening in. I know your clan is absolutely amazing. They understand. They are very intuitive. They want to learn. When I was sitting in front
They go out every day, Linda. They take the message out every day.
Thank God.
Chad, I'm trying to encourage Chad to just one night do the show with us, Chad. Come on the radio and do the show with us.
Yeah.
Because Chad has sat here and listened for a couple years now, or however long. He's been following the site. He's been listening to me. Me and him sit here. We watch C-SPAN. We watch the news. We research stuff together. And when Chad gets to talking, I kind of smile because he doesn't realize how much he does know.
Yeah.
And how much effect he has when he's speaking.
Oh, my gosh. Because the youth is so important. Now, was it his son that had the blonde hair and he was kind of about 12 years old?
Yes. Okay.
What was his name?
You know, Drevin.
Yeah, And so he was so inquisitive, and it was like, and
he went to the school, and he started asking his teachers, and people in Brownstown started talking about kids. Other kids are asking stuff. So, you know, hey, it spread.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my gosh. It was great because we were trying to explain, you know, what this socialism is and who Karl Marx and Agenda 21 and, I mean, you know, the founders and the agape love. And, I mean, we were just going through everything. and they were just soaking it up. And it was like, oh, it was great. And if we, you know, we got to do more of that. And I think to get those young people involved, because, you know, when we die off, Bill, they're going to have to take up the cause. They're going to have.
I have Drevin and several other young boys that come over here all the time. They just come over to talk with me. They like to look at my medals and stuff from when I was in the military.
Oh, wow.
And we talk about a lot of things, fishing, hunting and stuff, but we talk about what's going on in our nation. And we talk about responsibility, the responsibility of becoming a man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to grow up, you're going to be a man. And being a man in this country means you have some responsibilities. And we talk about those.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about our founders and the things that they went through. And we talk history. And I know it's things that they're not learning in school. But you're right. They eat it up. They soak it up like a sponge. And then they go out and they spread it.
Yes.
Now,
and
I wouldn't do that with anything but something that I know is truthful.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I know that, in fact, I'm going to try to get him back on my show again, Bradley Dean, who goes to all the high schools. He's amazing. And he was actually in the news because they were banning him from some place. I don't remember which one it was. It could have been Minnesota. I can't remember where it was. Anyway, these libtards would not let him speak. It was crazy, but you know, he made the news on it and he put it around the internet, and I think it was even on the Blaze. It was fabulous, or one of the major outlets that was on emails like Godfather Politics and stuff like that. So, or Cowboy Bite, you know, all those places. I mean, and I just, in fact, I think Facebook had some stuff on it, and I kept writing to these guys going, yes, my buddy Dean, Bradley Dean, he's hot. This guy, you know, he gets it. He speaks to these kids, and he's got the long hair down to his waist and the tattoos, and they listen to him. You know, he's
well, you
so
know,
articulate.
That's a lot of it, too, with me, Linda. These guys know, hey, this guy was a biker and all this and that, and we talk about Harleys and stuff. But I always tell them, never be afraid to ask questions, and
absolutely,
never be afraid to look up the answers yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you must question with boldness and always do your own homework. I've told people this on the left and the right. I've told everybody this. I spoke to this lady who gets it because she's always interested in what books I'm reading, and I always show her the ones I'm reading, right, at the dentist's office because they take care of my mom. And she knows that I'm into this stuff and that I have the radio show, and I've been reading history like a banshee. And she was talking about the public school system. She says, when my kid, whoever, you know, these people that are around her are at the age where they have to go to high school, she says, no, homeschool or tutoring, whatever, charter school, whatever they can do.
And you bring that up, and you're seeing the UN speaking out against homeschooling. You got Eric Holder talking against homeschooling.
Oh, Eric Holder makes me sick.
You got Obama wanting to push preschool and this and that. When it's already been proven that Head Start doesn't help them, you know.
They don't care. They don't care.
Well,
don't
no, it's about indoctrination. It's about taking the parents, the total parental thing out of it.
And I did mention
Eric Holder, I believe his remark was parents shouldn't have a say in education.
Of course. Absolutely. I saw that on Facebook. Oh, that sick SOB. And then so I told her, I said, you know, I looked at her and I said, anybody who still has their kids age 5 through whatever in public schools in any state in the union's got to have their head examined. She says, I agree with you. And I said, do you know that the founders, by the time they were 17 years old, yes, some of them went to college because they had money. I said, and some of them were so smart and well-educated by the time they were 18, they didn't need college. I says, you want to know why? They learned at their mother's knee by the time they were 4. You want to know what book they were reading out of? She says, which one? I says, the Bible. She says, wow, that's a place to start. And I says, you're damn right it is. She gets it.
Here in Brasstown, we still sing Christian songs at Christmas.
Amen.
At school.
Amen.
We still say the Pledge of Allegiance. We
Good.
Still sing the national anthem. We
Good.
Still honor and give honor and respect to our military.
Oh, thank God. Yes, absolutely. I know. You are in a red state. You've got a whole lot of good people there. And I know that there's folks in Wyoming and Oklahoma and Texas the same way. I know that Florida has recently kicked Agenda 21 out of their state, according to this report either hers or maybe it was in this last one. Oh, there it was. It said Florida has repealed UN Agenda 21 in their state. So that's something I will be going over tomorrow.
We had introduced on our House floor a bill that would block all Agenda 21.
Oh, God, please. In your state?
In my state of Indiana.
Good. Good. Find ways to get that through.
It's just getting it through, getting it more people behind it and pushing it.
Good. That will be the third state in the union.
But,
we've got to spread.
Now,
it's going to spread.
People got to realize it is both parties who are a part of this Agenda 21.
Exactly.
It's the establishment of both parties. It bothers me because I know a lot of good patriots in Texas, and people don't realize in Texas both Bush and his dad were both hand in hand pushing this
globalist
Agenda 21, right with Clinton and right with Obama.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, they're global elitists, exactly. And my friend who I was giving these items to, thanks, Doc. Glad you. He's gone. I couldn't say goodnight. He went out too quick.
He was Zoom.
Anyway, so we might wind it up a little bit early, and I'll play a little song, but. My friend, when I showed her this stuff about the Agenda 21 stuff, and she agreed with me wholeheartedly that both parties are a mess. And I go, girl, you are preaching to the choir here because I have finally woke up, got a picture of it. I know what's going on. They are all in on this nonsense, because if they were not in on this bill, that clown in office would have been impeached 3 years ago. And
well,
you know,
I'll tell you something. I have noticed on the internet several groups out there that are waking up to the fact that both parties are in on this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's a good thing, because then it starts spreading. If the Democrats think it's the Republicans with Agenda 21, they'll check into it. If the Republicans think it's the Democrats with Agenda 21, they'll check into it, hopefully.
Unless
they're all just, you know, totally indifferent and they don't care either way it goes.
The problem is, you know, people are so unaware because they are not informed.
Because you have a media that refuses to tell the truth, refuses to report on it.
You know what?
A media that refuses to tell the globe of the global threat that could end the globe as we know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the media, I think, they are weaving one special place in hell for themselves, because those guys, they are the biggest traitors on this planet right now, as far as I'm concerned. They are supposed to be the fourth estate, and they are the fifth column, and you know what that means. They're evil. And people have been hanged for lesser
things. I'm always putting on there, we're being misled by journalistic treason.
Oh yeah. Oh well.
They're using treason. They're using journalism to keep us in the not knowing.
Oh yeah.
They won't tell you the truth.
No, they won't.
They're reporting on ignorant stuff and overplaying it to death and stuff, because they just don't want to tell you the truth.
Well, this is part of the problem. They have been indoctrinated by all these moronic idiots, like whoever's running the universities. They're so left-wing. They've been doused into a vat of, a vomit Marxist Kool-Aid for so many years. And they're the ones teaching these idiotic journalists who spew out the same nonsense. Look, the only reason that these journalists are the way they are and so dumbed down, and the rest of the populace is dumbed down, is because they infiltrated our churches, which we did a few weeks ago on my show, and then they got into the universities, and now it has filtered down to the five-year-olds. All portions of learning have been indoctrinated over that 120-year period, and I'm telling you that they've got us right where they want us.
Things that our nation considered immoral are now being pushed out into the forefront, and being you know, you can take a sin and you can hide it, you can change the name of it, you can mask over the top of it, you can call it whatever you want, you can say, oh, it's not a sin anymore, but the truth is, it's still a sin.
Yeah, Oz is leaving. Thanks, Oz. Hope to see you next time. We can cut it off, too. But, you know, if you talk about the perversion of pedophilia or homosexuality or any perverse actions, this is part of Karl Marx's communist tenets. And that was to make all these things appear to be normal in your society. This is part of it. That's just one of the 100 planks. You know, you've got to go back.
Well, because you're destroying the culture.
Yeah, oh, sure.
And that's the goal. The goal is destruction of a culture, destruction of an economy, and destruction of an ability to defend themselves. Once you do that, you control them. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And if you look every day, you will see something on either one of those three fronts being pushed.
Yep, every day. Well, this is why I'm going to make sure that I have my ducks in a row for tomorrow, and I've got to get up early, and I have to be there at 2 p.m. my time. Hang out for till the last second, and I come home and do my show, and then I'll report to you guys on what went down, because we have got to fight. I'm glad that others are going to come to this meeting who are like-minded, because this is what we need to do. Gosh, Bill, I want to thank you and everybody who's still listening on whatever way they're listening in. You did a great job today. I think we did we covered a lot of ground, because it's so important to be able to understand.
You know, we're going to get into the where it's going to get down, Linda, and I'm going to be honest. There's going to come a point that we'll either come on and say that we've turned to the tide, or we won't come on, because we'll be too busy getting into the woods.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know exactly where you're going with that. Well, I'm hoping that it's not real soon, because I've heard...
Oh, I did a really good little class the other night on thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
And we brought out little sprayers, and we brought out...
Sure.
Oh... I brought out all kinds of things, marbles and this and that, and we were showing people how to use them if they had to. And
right.
just little things like that, you know. There's a think around your house. There's at least 10 items you could use to defend yourself if you had to.
Oh, I know. I absolutely know. I'm a girl, so I know what it feels like to get an aerosol hairspray in your eyes.
And if somebody comes up to you and says, here's a whistle in case somebody attacks you, shove that whistle up his butt.
He'd be lucky to get out with just that and not two broken legs, believe me. He said and duct tape.
Oh,
stupid mouth.
I was sitting in a house with about 5 women today when that came on the news, and oh my, I was glad that I could get out of the room because I was afraid that I would get attacked for what that guy said.
Absolutely. Boy, that was not a safe place to be. Those kind of people.
Oh, no. The guy that came on and started talking about in the Native Americans and illegals and this and that.
Yeah. Wasn't
I'm going
that
to tell you, I'm sitting here in a room with 3 people who are 3/4 Cherokee.
Well, I know.
And every one of them was about ready to take somebody's scalp.
the moron speaking, I'm sure. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Trying to say that an illegal from South America is the same as a Cherokee. It set well.
I know. I'm sure that was quite an anomaly.
And, what was really bad was the guy who was Hispanic that was speaking. He had a mustache. And my wife and them said nobody in their family ever had a mustache.
I was hearing from all these people like Wall Street Journal and Money News and all these Newsmax talking about and these economists talking about they think within 5 to 10 years, probably more on the 5-year side, that's when the dollar will completely collapse and they'll have the huge meltdown. So I'm just saying to myself, I'm hoping that I have
I'd
enough
time. I'd say that they're about 3.5 years late.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, if it's 5 years, that gives me time to move to Indiana, hopefully, and then because I don't want to have to go through it in California. Oh my God, I don't have enough armory.
I don't know what at what point does anybody actually come to the conclusion that does somebody step up and tell this country, I'm sorry, U.S., but your credit is no longer any good.
Yep.
It's time.
It's done, Bill. This is such a facade, and it's going to crash. Why do you think the stock market right now is huge? Gold is down a little. Silver just dropped $2 or $3 in the last week or two, from 31 to 29.
Well, you want to suck as much in as you can before you crash.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they're doing, and we're just going to play this out. So we'll see what happens. But all I can do is pray and stand where I need to stand and. Again, I think we'll have a good time in Delaney. I'm praying that Yo and you can get together and figure it out, and I'll make sure that I pay her for whatever cabins we get that she and I can share because there's just the 3 of us. And then we got to get Ron to tell Penny that she can have an air-conditioned cabin because she doesn't want to sleep in that, you know, thing because it was very hot for her. So.
Oh, yeah, it was. And I'm trying to think this year about how to make that even cooler.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if everybody gets their little cabins and then, you know, whoever wants to weather it out in the hot place, that's different. But just I would advocate those, and that way everybody will be comfortable. We could still hang out in the daytime and have our coffee and our dinners and lunches and stuff, and that'll be great. So I think since we're kind of the only ones here except whoever's out in Radio Land, we'll just – put a little keep the change on, and I'm going to say God bless you and thanks so much for doing the show today, and tune in tomorrow because I got a whole lot to talk about.
Well, I'll do my best to be there, Linda. I want to thank you for everything that you do, and I want to thank everybody out there in Radio Land that's listening, and I just want to say keep it up. We have not been beaten. We're not even winded.
We're just getting started, baby. All right.
Oh,
God bless.
When things start falling downhill, it's going to come storming downhill, and you're going to wish you'd have never messed with us.
Got that right. You got that right. Oh, those clowns, yeah, they make me tired. Yeah, they've got their heads in their elitists, you know, high towers, to keep it polite. Anyway, God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow. And everybody, please stay safe, warm, dry, and blessed, and keep your loved ones close, and say hi to all those people listening in there, Bill, and we'll see y'all tomorrow.
God bless. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change. Friends want to put me down, ask for my opinion, then twist it all around. Supposed to be talking about my father's new CD. Well, two can play that gotcha game, just wait and see. Don't tread on me. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know.
Thank you, guys. God bless, and hope to see you tomorrow night for my show. And Bill and Michael Magic, I'm sorry you missed the bulk of the show. We had a great time. Have a good one. Good night, folks.